Mitzvah Shem. Tonight, we'll be learning from Pirkei Avos, Perikei, Mishnah, Chaf Beis. Quite appropriate for this week, Parshas Balak. We'll see the connection of this Mishnah to this week's Parsha. So the Mishnah tells us here, Mishnah Chaf Beis again, in some edition of Pirkei Avos, it may be off by a couple, but in this edition, it's Mishnah Chaf Beis again, Perikei. So Mishnah tells us, Kol sheyesh biyado shloisha dvarim halalu, and the Marmakomos or Mitzvah Shem will be uploaded onto Lended Torah for those who want to follow along inside. Kol mi sheyesh lo biyado shloisha dvarim halalu, one who has these three things in his hand, one who has acquired these three things, the following three traits, whom a Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu, he's of the Talmidim, he's of the students of Avraham Avinu. And there are three other traits, three other midos, that if one has acquired them, he's of the Talmidis, he's of the students of Bilam HaRasha. And the Mishnah explains what are the three traits in which one can call himself a Talmid, a student, one who is a student of Avraham Avinu, Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha v'Nefesh Shvela. Literally, an Ayin Toiva is a good eye, but the Mefarshim explain it's a reference to one who is Sameach v'Chalko. He's happy with his lot. He's not looking to everyone else, you know, running after everybody else's money. That what does everybody else have? Being chaymed, desiring the mama of Acherim. He's not desiring everything else that everyone else said. He's Sameach b'chalku, he's happy with his lot. V'ruach nemucha, literally a lowly spirit, which the Mefarshim explain, is a reference to someone who's humble. V'nefesh shvela, and again, a lowly soul, which the Mefarshim explain, somebody who does not run after their desires, their titles. Such a person who has these three traits, Talmidav Shema Ravino, says the Mishnah, Ayin Ra'a, V'ruach Givoa, V'nefesh Rechava, Talmidav Shel Bilma Rasha, one who has the three traits of an Ayin Tova, quite the opposite, an Ayin Tova, a bad eye, meaning somebody who is he's jealous. He's always looking at what everybody else has. He's not happy with what he has, but he wants what someone else has. V'ruach givoa, a person who has a high spirit, a person who's a bal gaiva, who's haughty. V'nefesh rechava, and a person who has literally a wide soul, meaning he's a person running after all of his desires, as we'd say, he's a bal taiva. Such a person is a Talmid, he's a student of Bilma Rasha. And before we continue, I'd like to point out something that I saw in the Sefer Likutei Harim, which is the compilation of different Torah from the Chiddush Harim, the first Gerebi. And he points out a remez in a pasuk in the Torah. It's always beautiful when a person can find that which is said in Torah, Shibal Peh, that which is in the written Torah, and he can find a remez to it in Torah Shibachsav. Because it shows us the deepness of the Torah, the emes of the Torah, the beauty of the Torah, that which we have as a mesorah from Har Sinai, mouth to mouth, as a tradition, that you see, there's a remez to it in the written Torah. It's a beautiful thing. So we see a remez to this Mishnah in Torah Shebichsav itself. If you open up to the pages of Bereishis, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk tells us when it describes Avraham Avinu going up to the Kedesh Yitzchak, it says that Vayikach es Shnei Na'arav Esau. Right? It says, once again, Vayikach es Shnei Na'arav Ito, that he took two Nara. He literally took two young men. He took two youngsters with him. And Rashi there explains, literally, it's a reference to who these two young people, Yishmael and Eliezer. The Chiddush HaRim says we have a remnant here. We have an allusion to the mission we just said, we just quoted. Because what are the Rashi tables of Na'ar? Nun, Ayin, Reish. Nun is Nefesh Shela. Ayin is Ayin Tova. And Reish is Rach Nemucha. Those are the three traits that we find are the traits of the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. As if to say, Vayikach et Shnei Na'arav, that Hashem, he took, sorry, that Avraham Avinu, what did he take? What was the Yikach? What did he take? He took these traits of Na'ar, the Nefesh Shvela, the Ayin Tova, the Ruach Nemucha, which he passed down to his Talmidim, and so on and so forth. A beautiful remez in a pasuk in Bereishis. So we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues. Ma bein Talmidov shem Avraham Avinu l'Talmidov shel Bilma Rasha. What is the chiluk? What's the difference? What's the hevdil between the students of Avraham Avinu and Bilma Rasha? Says the Mishnah. Talmidov shem Avraham Avinu oichlin ba'olam hazeh v'noichalim ha'olam haba. That the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, they are oichal, they eat in this world, i.e. they reap the rewards of the fruits of a pre, of a fruit. They eat the rewards of their ma'aseh tov, of their good acts, of their mitzvos in this world. But v'noichalim ha'olam haba, but there is an inheritance, there's a reward also awaiting for them in the world to come. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, lahanchil oyhavai yesh. Hashem says, according to the parish of Rashi, Hashem says that I have, for those whom I love, the oyhavai, those whom I love, I have an inheritance waiting for them. What's the inheritance? Yesh. Now, yesh, in a literal sense, is referring to a possession. That Hashem says, I have, there's a possession awaiting for you. There's a possession awaiting for you in the world to come. And as we'll see, that yesh is a reference to a schar in Olam Haba. That Hashem says that I have inheritance waiting for you. And yesh is a reference to, it's waiting for you where? Olam Haba. Yesh, we're going to see, is a reference to Olam Haba. So not only is there a reward for the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu in this world, but in the world to come as well, as we'll see, a remez, or a reference to by the word yesh in the pasuk. And the pasuk continues, the oitzrei sehem amalek, and I will fill your storehouses, right? An oitzer is a storehouse, and I will fill your storehouses. And that is a reference to this world, olam hazeh, that Hashem is going to give the Talmid of Avraham Avinu, he's going to also give them, he's going to fill their storehouses, he's going to give them the reward for their acts, their good deeds in this room. So, l'hanchil oyavai yesh is a reference to Olam Haba, that Hashem, there's an inheritance waiting in Olam Haba for the Talmid of Avraham Avinu. But oitzerei sehem, amalei, and I will fill the storehouses, i.e. I will give these Talmid of Avraham Avinu the reward in this world as well. Aval, but Talmidim of Bilma Rasha, Yorshim Gehenom. But the Talmidim of Bilma Rasha, what are they, Yoresh? What's their inheritance? Gehenom. The Yordim Levim Shachas, and they descend to the Be'er, like Be'er Miriam, Be'er to the well of Shachas of destruction. They just descend to the well of destruction. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ba'ata Elokim Tirdeim Levim Shachas. I'm Shedamu Mirma, that Hashem, he sends down to the well of destruction, the Anshedamim, the men of a bloodshed, Umirma and deceit, Lo Yechetsu Yemeim, such people, Lo Yechetsu Yemeim, they won't live out, Chatzi Yamav, even half of their lives, Yechetsu Lashem Chatzi, they won't live out even half of Yemeim of their lives, but Ani Eftach Bach, Hashem says, Ani Eftach Bach, that I and one who you can trust. Right? I will, or rather to say, I will trust in you. And yetach bach, I have trust in you. So if you look, if you're following along in the Rambam, almost to the left, we have here a perush of Reuven Feinstein, who is the youngest son of Reb Moshe Feinstein. That's that. Reuven Feinstein is still shlita, is still alive. He's a reshiva in Staten Island, no, yeshiva Staten Island. And he has a perush of Pirkei Avos. And we'll start a few lines down. He quotes here a Medrash Agadah. He quotes some from Rashi. He quotes the Lashon of Rashi. He quotes the Lashon of Rashi, Rashi's Perush, in which Rashi quotes a Medrash Agadah that references the last Mishnah in all of Mishnayos, a Mishnah in the end of Uktzin. And the Mishnah there says that Hashem says that for each of the tzaddik, Hashem has shai olamos. He has 310 worlds awaiting a tzaddik. As it says here, the third line, re'iti kiminyan yesh, right, yud and shin, that's 10 and 300, that's 310. Yesh, i.e., shloisha meos ve'asar ve'eser olamos, 310 world, asid in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who lahanchil l'chol tzaddik, each tzaddik will get 310 worlds in the world to come. And v'hu did t'nan, and that's what's taught in the end of Mishnayos, the end of Uksin. Amar, this is the Lashon there in Uksin. Amar b'Yeshua ben Levi, asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzaddik is gonna give as an inheritance to each and every tzaddik. Shalosh meilos ve'asara olamos, 310 worlds. Shemar's the pasuk says the same exact pasuk we have here in our Mishnah Chav Beis and Perikay. The same pasuk lahanchil avay yesh v'itzarei seyem amalei. So we see here that is the reference to the olam haba that we quote. Same pasuk we quote here, right? Lahanchil avay yesh. Yesh is a reference to the 310 plus 300, yud plus shin, the 310 worlds in which the last mission, Pirkei Avos, last mission in Mishnayos in Uktzin tells us that Hashem says for the tzaddik he has 310 worlds awaiting for him, i.e., in Olam Haba. Therefore, we see Yesh is a reference to those worlds in Olam Haba, and that's pshat in our Mishnah here when it says lahanchil, same pasuk we have over there in the last Mishnah Uktzin, lahanchil oyavai yesh. But Reuven has a kasha, because according to the Mishnah in Uktzin, who's zaychad Olam Haba? Who's going to do 310 worlds? Who's going to have this nachlus inheritance waiting for them in the world to come? The tzaddik. Vikasha, hello, sha mashma, shikdeilus chus l'shai olamos, in order to get the 310 worlds. Sarcha adam lios tzaddik, a person has to be a tzaddik, has to be a tzaddik, a righteous person. But vikan mashma, ben our Mishnah here, pekei, Mishnah of Beis, in order to be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, in order to get your reward in this world and the world to come, what do you need? You have to be a tzaddik? No. The Mishnah says you have to be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. What makes you a Talmud of Avraham Avinu? It doesn't say you're a tzaddik. It says three midos. That's it. Three midos. Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemucha, Nefesh, Sheila. That's it. Right? He says, V'kan mashma shemish yeshlu gimu midos tovos. Three good traits. All you need are three good traits. Ayin tova, ruach nemucha, nefesh ve'lo. Barehu zoiche l'shai olamos. You're zoiche to shai. Shin, yud, 310 worlds. Machma zeh, because of these three traits, which make you a Talmud, a student of Avraham Avinu. Af im eino tzaddik. Even if you're not a tzaddik. That's where Reuven finds his kasha. Abam Kasha. Because our Mishnah here, Perkei, Mishnah Chavei, seems to tell us simply, be a Talmid Ravinu, all you need are these three traits, and you're zoichet to the Shai Olamos, the 310 worlds, as inheritance in the world to come. Yet the Mishnah in, the last Mishnah, Mishnayos and Uktin, seems to say, v'chol tzadik v'tzadik, it's be a tzadik. You don't have to be a tzaddik here in Mishnah Chavez. You need to have three good traits, three midos tovos. What's the terrors? So explains Reuven. Yesh lefarish shebe'emes mitzad etzim tivu writes a call adam la'avoides Hashem b'shleimus u'yoy tzaddik. That the nature of every yid, you know, my kids, you know, they there's a song they like to listen to. I don't know if you've heard it, but there's a song. Benny Friedman has this album. We heard it. It's like a Purim. It's like a Purim album. Lots of different songs. And on one of the songs called "Every Yid's a Big Tzaddik." Every Yid's a Big Tzaddik. It's like Reuven says. Every yid's a big tzaddik. At the heart of every yid, we all want to serve Hashem b'shleimus. We all want to serve Hashem wholeheartedly in the best way possible. That's what we want in the heart of hearts. Sometimes, okay, we have things that hold us back. We have distractions, but that's what we really want. Umashi mafriya lo, but what is mafriya? What withholds? What keeps a person back from that serving Hashem with shleimus, with perfection, with completeness? Hey, midos ra'os, they're bad midos, but not any bad midos. What bad midos? Three: gaiva, taiva, kina. Right, as I think we say elsewhere in Chazal, kina, taiva, kavod, mitzias adam in olam. Those three traits of kina, taiva, kavod take a person out of this world. So he said there are three traits: gaiva, haughtiness; taiva, running after desires; and kina, jealousy. Those three traits, they're mafia. They keep a person back from becoming a tzaddik, from tapping into his essence, right? Every yid's a big tzaddik. Every yid in the heart of hearts, he wants to be a tzaddik, he wants to serve Hashem, he wants to be oyved de Hashem, but there are things holding him back. That's gaiva, taiva, and kina. He says, midas elu, hein she mikvedos as avodas Hashem, olav, avav, me shmidoisav mitukanos, but one who's been mitaking, one who has been mitaking his midos, one who has fixed, has worked on his midos. Avoides Hashem ain't no kasha. So serving Hashem ain't no kasha. It's not hard. Bishvilo klal. It's not hard for him. Ubinakal yetzadik. And therefore it's easy for that person to be a tzadik. V'zeu sheshon, and that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Shemi sheyesh lo shloisha midos tovos elu. One who has these three midos tovos, ayin tova. The hainu meaning what? Ayin tova. She'ein lo kina ala chaveira. We said, what's ayin tova? Ayin tova means sameach bechelk. You're happy with what you have. Meaning you're not looking at someone else. And what does he have? Meaning you lack the negative trait of kina. You lack jealousy. Person has ruach nemucha. Hainu mi anava. Or nefesh vela, meaning a person, he says, is zahirus. A person's careful, right? They're not running after all their desires. Therefore, they're parish minat hataiva. They separate themselves from all their desires. So such a person memela yetzadik. Then the person memela yetzadik. Because when a person has these three traits, ayin tova, ruach nemucha, nefesh vela, then those filter out into every aspect of our lives. And they give us the ability to be a tzaddik because when we have those positive traits, the ayin tovu, the ruach nemucha, nefesh vela, it means we don't have those negative traits of kina, taiva, and gaiva. And therefore, it allows us to tap into our true essence. Because really, we want to serve Hashem. We really want to serve Hashem. But there are certain things that pull us away from that. The gaiva, the kina, and the taiva. When a person can combat those three traits and have the traits of Avraham Avinu, have the traits of Ayin Tova,
that says, I'm happy with what I have. I don't have jealousy. Ruach nemucha. I'm humble. I don't have gaiva. And nefesh shvela. I don't need all the desires of the world. I don't need to run after my tivus. Then a person can trap and tap into his true essence and to be the tzaddik he really is. And I think there's an important lesson here that we see that sometimes we look at being a tzaddik, being a righteous person, we look at it at such a lofty level, but it's a small step. It's a small step. It takes a small step. Because what is it? It's three traits. That's it, three traits. Now, I'm not saying they're easy to come by, but it's three traits we're talking about. Three traits. Be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. And with these three traits, we think about tzaddik as somebody is on such a high level. He has so many, you know, so many great things about him. Three traits. These three traits can keep us from those things that are holding us back from being a tzaddik. We don't think about it like this, but there's a tremendous lesson here that deep inside, we all want to be a tzaddik. We all want to serve Hashem with shleimus, but there are certain things holding us back. But if we realize, once we start to work on those things that are holding us back, we can achieve greatness. We can be great in so many aspects of our Avodas Hashem. Whether it's tefillah, it's Torah, it's midah, everything. We can be great. That's the lesson. To work on those things holding us back. And I think, I mean, we have the ingredients, we have the recipe right here. But I think in the generation we live in, obviously, gaiva is an issue and kina is an issue. But I think taiva is the thing, the desires of the world, and taiva is the thing that is so apparent to everyone who walks on the street, who opens up a newspaper, who the entire world is running after desires. The entire world is one big desire. You just look at the words being used. You know, when someone wants to you know, you see an ad in the paper. It's an ad in the paper, and they want to describe, you know, you should come, you know, to their resort for a vacation, you know, or you should come to their restaurant for a meal. How do they describe it? Oh, come and indulge. What's an indulgence is running after desires. We should be zoche as bnei Torah to be able to hold back, and not to run after all of our desires. To work on ourselves little by little, to work on our midos, and to realize that it doesn't take so much to be a tzaddik. That we don't have to have all these lofty traits. We just have to hold back from a few things. Now, those things might not be easy, but they'll have a tremendous roshem on our everyday lives. Ritz Hashem, and Shizoche, to continue to the summer as the summer is still many, 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 many weeks upon us. And for those who are not in the yeshiva setting, who are going to be going home, who are going to be in a place where it might not be as easy to have a Seder HaLimud, to have a Seder HaTfilah, but we have to remember that we have to put in the effort to do what we can to come up with a plan. Speak to a Rebbe, speak to a friend, somebody who can help us, who can guide us to maximize our time, to maximize our potential, and to work on ourselves, especially during these summer months, with more time to think of our lives, to think about where we're going, what we're doing, what we want, and to realize that every yid's a big tzaddik. We just have to tap into that tzaddik. We have to get rid of all those things holding us back, all those traits that are holding us back, but not in one time. As they say, right, Rome wasn't built in a day, not in one time, but little by little. Pick one trait, start with one trait and say, look, I think this one thing is holding me back from achieving more in my avodas Hashem, let me try to hold back on that, to get rid of it, to work on it. And once you see, you think you can't do it, but if you pick that one thing, you can do it. And once you see you can do that, that's going to charge you. It's going to give you the chizik to work on more and more and more. And you'll see. You'll see that that essence, that true you, will really come out. To see that tzaddik. See that tzaddik. Along with Mashiach, to Kenu, and remain. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a good week.